Playlet.
The Hollow Needle. Lupin, Raymond, and Isidore are sitting around a table. Lupin is teaching Isidore how to disguise himself.
The art of disguise is more than just putting on a wig or fake mustache. You have to change who you are and how you think.
I don't understand.
You have to fool yourself before you can fool others.
Yes, that's exactly it. For example, let me put on this gray wig.
Lupin puts on a wig.
Who do you see?
I see you with a gray wig.
Is this how you will look when we are old and gray?
Ah, but now watch closely, my student.
Lupin bends his body, half closes his eyes, and moves slowly. His hands shake a little, and he breathes deeply as he gets up from his chair.
Amazing! I no longer see Lupin. I see an old man. You have only added a gray wig, yet you seem to be a different person.
Raymond pours some water into a cup. She gives it to Lupin. Here, old man, have some water. Lupin reaches for the water with a shaky hand. He drinks it slowly, dribbling water down his chin.
Thank you, my dear.
It's incredible! Tell me how you made this change.
Lupin sits down, takes off his wig, and speaks in his normal voice.
When I put on a disguise, I actually try to become another person. In this case, I think like an old man. I think about my body being old and bent. I imagine myself being weak and tired.
Lupin has spent many years watching people. He sits in coffee shops, he looks, studies, and takes notes.
Yes, I see! The most important skill for a master of disguise to have is the skill of studying others.
Yes, my boy. You understand now. Always keep your eyes open and watch people. Understand them to become them.
Raymond stands up and puts her arm around Isidore. You must observe others to become them. You must convince yourself that you are another person. Lupin and Raymond sit together. They are laughing and happy.
Now, Isidore, it's your turn. I want you to become someone. I want you to become the police inspector.
Isidore stands up, closes his eyes, and thinks for a minute. He thinks about how the inspector walks, talks, and holds his body. He imagines that he is the police inspector.
Hello, my dear. How is your uncle, the Count? Right then, I have to get back to the station now. Take care of yourself, my dear.
Raymond and Lupin are impressed. Lupin starts to clap his hands slowly.
Bravo! Well done, Isidore.
You did a great job. Let's try one more. Now I want you to be The end.